Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back for another episode. I hope you're having a great week. I'm actually recording this on a Saturday because I'm getting ready to head to Arizona for a big conference this week. It's called Scale It. It's a big entrepreneurship conference. So I'm excited and meet some new people. And I go to Arizona quite often. We have several clients out there. Also, my business coach is out there. And plus, I just love that entire area of Phoenix, Scottsdale. I think this time I'm actually going to be in Tempe, but again, if you know that area, all of that is like right by each other. But what an awesome area. I had never been there until last year, the year before, but I joined a mastermind and they did their programs out there and then got connected with some other people and got clients out there. And gosh, I go about four or five times a year and I just look forward to it so much. I just love it. The people out there are so nice and welcoming and just... for being such a big, big city, it's actually really easy to navigate. So it's totally opposite of the world that I live in. For anyone listening out there, I live at the beach. I live in Florida, so on the Gulf Coast. So yeah, it's just like the total opposite of the life we live over here. So I get my beach life over here, and then I get my desert fill over there. It's a beautiful thing. So but I'm feeling kind of spicy today, and I thought that this would be a cool episode or something to talk about because it's becoming more, it's getting worse, to be honest. I was about to try to sugarcoat that, but no, it's getting worse. And this really annoys the heck out of me, so I'm just going to be super straight up in this episode. And for those of you who really honestly like know me personally, I know you'd expect nothing less, but this is something that really grinds my gears in the marketing, PR, social media world. And like I said, I'm seeing it happening more and more. And I really just want to like call all these brands and businesses out for being just fake AF. So what I'm talking about is like this notion of like promoting causes, okay? So in the world today, I am very aware that millennials and especially Gen Zers, they are, you know, putting a lot of pressure on businesses, or they find a lot of importance in businesses giving back to causes, communities, like how are they making the world a better place? I'm all about that. I mean, I'm a millennial myself. You know, I'm all about like corporate social responsibility of like these businesses, you know, you have employees, like you're a part of a community. Like, of course, I'm a PR person. So I'm like, you know, all about community and helping and all that good stuff. But you know what I'm not about is when all of these brands are using these causes to make money or to make it into a promotion. I find that to be lame as hell. And if your brand is doing it, I'd really honestly just say maybe rethink it. So that's what we'll talk about today. But I think it just, I'm starting to see it everywhere. And you guys know, like literally every month is something different, right? One month it's, you know, Teenage Violence Month. It's Autism Awareness Month. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's Asian Heritage Month. It's Pride Month. Like every month is something, and not just one thing. Everything is, every month is like 10 different causes. It's their quote unquote month. Okay, I'm cool with that. Like, you know, a month where you highlight whatever, you know, that's your month. You know, we used to represent a domestic violence center, and October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's just like so many different things. So I get it. Okay. But the problem is that businesses are using this as a marketing and PR strategy. And I like would equate this to like jumping on a bandwagon, and it's just not cool and it's not authentic. And I think that's what it all goes back to for me is like, authenticity like leads all the strategy we do for our clients. I think that in the world today, like we expect authenticity. I mean, look at what's happening in the media. Like we watch reality TV, you know, we go to review sites because we want to hear what real people are saying about a business, not the perfectly photoshopped images that the business is putting out, you know, and that's why social media, like, you know, it's actually been proven that like real photos that you're taking on your iPhone are doing better than these ridiculously manicured, overly photoshopped, you know, professional shots. You know, sorry, photographers, I love you and I'm still going to use you. You absolutely have a place. But on social media, authentic, original, quote, amateur content is really actually doing better than the other stuff. So in the world today, we want authenticity. And I think that this is something that is not authentic. I think, honestly, what's driving it is people are terrified of criticism. They're terrified of being canceled. My God, I should probably do a whole other episode on cancel culture because I think it's toxic as hell. Go ahead, come get me. I think cancel culture is the exact opposite of what we're trying to achieve with acceptance in the world today. I mean, cancel culture is basically this. When you say something I don't like, I get me and 50,000 of my friends that disagree with you, and we come after you and blast you and try to make everyone hate you. That's it. That's what cancel culture is. When you say something I don't like, me and my friends come after you and squash you until your life is ruined. But wait a minute. Aren't we promoting love and acceptance? That's not love and acceptance. I think love and acceptance would be like, hey, I totally disagree with your point of view, but I respect your right to think that. So go on your merry way and have a nice day. But of course, the world doesn't work that way. So it's so funny to me that cancel culture, in my opinion, is the most hypocritical thing out there. But I think brands are terrified of being criticized. Brands are terrified of being canceled. So what they do is they try to promote every single freaking cause out there just to cover their ass. Yeah, I do. They're like, oh my gosh, well, if we supported this, then we have to support that. And I get like you're trying to be fair, but are you doing it out of fear? Are you just fearful that you're going to get canceled if you don't show support? Because there's also this message in the media that like remaining silent about something is therefore allowing bad things to happen. If you're seeing injustice and you're not saying anything, you're allowing bad things to happen. Well, here's the difference in what I'm saying today, y'all. So hear me on this, because I do agree with that. If you're seeing injustice and you're just like, and turning a blind eye, not cool. But just because you're not actively promoting every cause out there doesn't mean that you don't love people. That doesn't mean that you're not a part of the community. It just means that you can't promote and support every single cause that's out there. And I think my problem is that businesses are trying to make money off of it. That's not even my opinion. That's fact. Okay. Businesses are making money off of these quote unquote awareness months. Gosh, they're coming out with special menu items. They're coming out with entire lines of clothing or like collections that are dedicated to X awareness or whatever, but it's all about to make money. And so in my opinion, I'm just like, that's lame. That's not sincere. Okay. So random examples, and I'm not hating on Nike at all, but like Nike with the pink cleats, they're selling millions of dollars of pink cleats or whatever pink stuff they're creating, you know, every year for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know, football players are wearing the pink jerseys and then they're auctioning them off, and pink cleats and all the other pink stuff that they're creating. And they do say a portion of proceeds go back to breast cancer awareness. Okay, cool. Like, how much? I would be interested to know how much money are they giving. And I'm sure Nike is giving, because Nike does do a great job of supporting causes. But they're also making cheddar off that, y'all. And if you think they're not, you're full of crap. Okay. They're covering their costs and they're making cheddar off of it, you know? So I'm not saying they don't believe in breast cancer awareness, but those are just some things I always like, I keep an eye on that of like, how sincere is this? How much money are they making off of it versus how much money are they donating? And I don't know. I mean, again, the Nike thing is just like a total random example off the top of my head. Honestly, like maybe Nike is giving all the proceeds. I mean, some brands do that. And to me, that is the most sincere form of support of like, I think it's okay for a business to even just like cover their cost on the material and then donate every penny of proceeds to the cause. I think that's a really sincere form of support. And also another big one that's become like coming to light lately is Pride Month with the rainbow stuff everywhere. Okay. You know, and people are making money off that, you know, and actually, cause Pride Month is June every year. And I read this during June, it's September 3rd today. So this was just a couple months ago, but, I read that the LGBTQ community is actually like becoming heightened, like, very aware that it's like fake support. People are jumping on the bandwagon because they want to target, you know, the LGBTQ community or try to like bring them in to get more business from them. And the LGBTQ community is like aware of this fakeness, this whatever you want to say. Like they're heightened to the, you know, they're very aware that it's happening and it's not cool. So, you know, I will say this to all the businesses out there, like I'm not telling you not to support stuff, but there's no way you can support everything. Okay. So stop with the fear, you know? And also you have to remember when you support one thing, sometimes you are thereby going against something else sometimes, you know, recently with this Roe v. Wade stuff, like, you got to remember, if you pick a side, you better be ready to die on that hill. And if you are, honestly, whatever you're passionate about, I hope you are passionate enough about it that you will die on a hill for it. If you really think that abortion is wrong or whatever, you know, like, and you're willing to die. And when I say you're willing to die on a hill, like you and your business could be willing to die on a hill over making statements about things. Go for it. Again, like if that's what you're passionate about, I support people in their, you know, specific causes. I support anyone who stands up for what they believe in. Let me just say that. Okay. But pick what you want to support and be passionate about that. Maybe it's three causes a year. Maybe, you know, I do think people can be multi-passionate. You know, my grandmother's a breast cancer survivor, so that one does mean something to me. You know, there's multiple different things that I feel passionate about. So maybe it's a few, that's cool. But jumping on every single cause is, to me, that just raises a flag that you're just, it's just fake. You're fearful of criticism and you're just trying to please everybody. And that's, you know, your brand is never going to get true loyal followers, customers, ambassadors that way. If you're just trying to please everybody, when you try to please everybody, you please no one. Okay. And for all the causes out there, you know, I kind of started thinking about it on the opposite end of the spectrum because I guess this podcast is kind of putting some businesses on blast. Not my full intention, but I think it's important for us to talk about it. But let's look at it from the opposite side too. So what about all these causes? You know, like they're, you've got whatever awareness month. Is that just like, what are you doing to celebrate quote awareness month for your cause? Is it just a fundraising thing? I mean, really, like if you work at a domestic violence center, isn't every month of domestic violence awareness month for you? Isn't that your job to bring awareness to domestic violence 24/7, not just in one month, you know? So is it just a ploy to get money? And how, if you are going to do an awareness month, like how are you tying it back to your cause? How are you making that month different than any other month of the year? To me, my suggestion is like, not just making it about money, like maybe you are, you know, if it's 30 days in the month, you're highlighting 30 survivors of domestic violence. Again, I just use that example because that was on the top of my brain from working with them for years. But maybe you are, you know, there's different ways you can get out there. Domestic violence is kind of a unique situation because there's so much security, you know, anonymity is needed a lot in what they do. So maybe that's a bad example. But again, like, how are you making that month any different than any other month of the year? And are you just using it to make money? Because if so, that's kind of lame. I mean, you know, again, you should be supporting and bringing awareness to your cause all year round. So maybe it's not all on the businesses. Maybe some of these causes need to look and say, like, what is the purpose of our awareness month? Or what are we trying to do with the people who are loyal to us? So, you know, again, it goes back to pick what you want to support, be passionate about that. And if you're taking a look at some of these brands, hopefully that, you know, like after this episode, when you see people promoting stuff, maybe you'll look at it in a different way. I'm not telling you to have like a jaded, you know, opinion of it all. But honestly, like, I really would be interested to know for these people who promote these brands that promote all these causes on their social media, on their website, they change their profile picture, they're doing all the things right that look good in front of everyone else. How much money are they giving to those organizations and those causes? Really? That, to me, that's the ultimate test. Like, if they're promoting something every single month, a different heritage, a different, you know, awareness, whatever, what are they actually doing to support that cause? If they are actually backing it up with their actions, then cool. That, to me, that seems authentic. You're passionate about supporting LGBTQ, so you celebrate Pride Month, you donate this much money per year, or you do this or that for the gay community. Like if you are backing it up with your actions, then I feel like that's a solid example. If you're just changing your profile picture every month to, you know, get attention to your business and to cover your ass so you don't get canceled, and you're not actually doing anything to support those causes, those are the people I'm talking about. Those are the brands that I would say, that's just fake. And I don't want to do business with fake people. And I think most of the world now, you know, we want authenticity. So I hope this maybe like brings some attention, you know, when you see people promoting these causes, again, maybe you'll look at it in a different way. And I would love to dig in, like, you know, to some of these brands and see what they're, for the causes that they're promoting, what are they actually doing to support them? Wow. Wouldn't that be some interesting, interesting, eye-opening research for the public? So if you want to talk more about this, I love it. I mean, I don't love this topic, but I love having a dialogue with people. And maybe you feel differently. I'm totally open to hear your side. I'm always like that. Because I do think there are brands out there that are sincerely supporting causes that they feel passionately about. But I also think there's people abusing it, just trying to make money off stuff. So I'm always happy to hear from you guys, what your thoughts are, what your opinions are. Or if you have another topic that you want me to tackle, this one's kind of a little bit of a sensitive one, but that's cool. I mean, I think everybody's got an opinion. And I think, you know, hearing other people's opinion, whether you believe in it or not, or agree with it or not, sometimes it may open your eyes to something you didn't think about before. So I'm always open to hearing your thoughts and ideas. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Hey, hit me up on Instagram. You can shoot me a DM, or you can always connect with me on LinkedIn. My name on Instagram is The Whitney Lee. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socialese, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.